Good morning, everybody. Why is there a picture of Mao Tse-tung on my Twitter account? First of all, I change my icons a lot. And honestly, I don't understand why other people don't do the same thing. It's a little bit of billboard space that we all own. And why not play with it? It's kind of like the pictures that I put in the right margin of blog posts on scripting.com. Sometimes they relate to the story that they're on, but most often there's not much relationship. They're just pictures that I happen to run across or look for actively, ideas that I thought were interesting and, you know, and expressed in kind of a nice way. And that in juxtaposition with what you're reading about might send your mind off in some weird direction and, you know, give you an idea or two yourself. That's kind of how creativity works, I think. And, it is for me at least, you know, that I deliberately, almost systematically, let my mind wander, you know, just from thing to thing to thing to thing. And I don't particularly worry about where I'm going, and because I know that along the way, I will have experiences that that inevitably will influence the work I do, inform the work that I do, or just simply enable me to see something that I otherwise wouldn't see. And so, why Mao Tse-tung? Well, I'm laughing, you know, and, you know, people have pointed out that Mao Tse-tung was kind of a, you know, not a really great role model. Not like, you know, Wilt Chamberlain or Walt Frazier or, you know, whoever, Frank Langella. I got a lot out of listening to Frank Langella on Fresh Air the other day. Thought, no, he'd be a good role model, somebody to, you know, pick up ideas from. No, Mao Tse-tung, that wasn't the idea. In fact, the reason why Mao Tse-tung is so interesting to me is because, well, I was born in the middle of the Cold War, actually pretty close to the beginning of the Cold War, and the first part of my life was spent being indoctrinated with all the evils of communism, and it was a little exaggerated. You know, but Mao Tse-tung played right into it. I mean, I don't know if he had any idea about how he was being portrayed in the West, but probably didn't. But there was this right, real big secrecy about China. There wasn't any, we never sent cameras in there. You couldn't go there as a tourist. There was this whole thing where China opened up. We sent ping pong players. It was as big as going to the moon. Then Nixon goes to China, and everybody's like, whoa, that's weird. Nixon goes to China? You got to be kidding me, you know? Now, from the point of view of 2013, that might actually be hard to imagine because people go to China all the time, and they're just a huge, you know, presence and growing all the time. And, you know, this is like a country we're getting more and more familiar with, but it's... You might not know that it was the other way around, that we didn't know anything about him. And so this had a little personal thing for me because I was fascinated with Mao Tse-tung when I was a kid. And I wrote a letter to the Chinese consulate. Actually, it was the UN mission, Chinese UN mission, because we didn't have diplomatic relationship with China. We still recognized, you know, Taiwan as being the official government of China. So that they did, and I lived in New York, and they actually, you know, they were part of the United Nations. Actually, for a while they weren't, but they eventually were seated as a member. And so I sent them a letter, and I said, you know, I'm an American student, and I'm interested in China. Send me anything you got. Boy, they just, like, loaded up a big envelope and sent me all this great stuff. You know, magazines and youth literature. They prepared all this stuff for American kids. You know, and they included in there a huge wall-sized poster of Chairman Mao. So I put it up on the wall. thank God, what a gift. I mean, when you're a kid, you know, this is before the internet. I don't imagine kids these days need to put a whole lot of things on the wall because, you know, you've got the internet. You know, you got your wall on Facebook. That's a more interesting wall than, but we didn't have that. So I only had the wall in my room, and I put all kinds of crap on it, including, and the biggest thing on the wall was a picture of Chairman Mao. And it was a black and white picture, and these days we have color pictures of Mao, and they're just as much high propaganda value pictures. These are pictures that were done by people who really know how to do propaganda, by the way, and, you know, put a lot of emotional content in a very small space. So, whatever the, why do you put, I mean, basically art is anything that gets a reaction, you know, and the reaction is sort of, the inverse of the reaction is the art, you know, and it's actually the inverse of the reaction of the sum of all of the reaction, the inverse of the sum of all the reactions, you know, whatever, how you want to look at it. If it didn't stimulate anything for you, if it didn't do anything for you, oh, I suppose that would be art too. That's a reaction, right? That's a response. Almost everything is art from that point of view, and I'm okay with that. I think that's really the truth. So that's why I put it up there, because it makes me happy to see it there. That's the first thing. I almost never put something in that space that doesn't make me feel good, because I don't want to feel bad. Number one, and I'm going to probably look at that more than anybody is. And number two is I certainly don't want to make other people feel bad. So certainly not something I'd be interested in doing. So there you go. That's why I have Mao Zedong as my icon for right now on Twitter. Okay, talk to you later.